welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Wednesday, June the 27th, 2018, and here is your episode of The Daily. The Switch in Japan is in domination overload right now. The Media Create charts have just released this week, and the top 10 games contain 8 games from the Nintendo Switch, with Mario Tennis Aces at the top, selling over 100,000 copies in its initial week. And the Switch hardware is selling more than every other console combined right now. They've sold close to 49,000 this past week, with the PlayStation 4 in second, with only 15,000 sold. We won't have the USA numbers until around mid-July, but when it comes to Japan, Nintendo Switch Ichiban. That means Nintendo Switch number one in Japanese. Moving right along, Super Bomberman R just got some large updates. Konami has recently added new characters Naked Snake, Solid Snake, and Raiden to the game. In the past, they've also added WWE superstar Xavier Woods, Bill and Lance from Contra, Vic Viper from Gradius, Simon Belmont from Castlevania, and even Pyramid Head from Silent Hill 2. They've also added a new Mother Base map, a Grand Prix mode. All of these additions are totally free! I know recently people have been negative towards Konami, but you gotta hand it to them on this one. They're showing this old Hudson Soft game the love it deserves. So anyone out there been playing Mario Tennis Aces? Other than problems with their ranking system and the lack of being able to select how many games and sets you want, the reception has been mostly positive. Nintendo has recently announced a new patch incoming on June the 29th, pushing it to version 1.1.1. Full details aren't available yet, but what is known is that a new ranking system will be implemented on July the 1st from this update, in which when you win, your points increase, and when you lose, your points decrease. This is the way it should have always been, but maybe they forgot. That's okay though, because I've been personally having a blast with it, and I've been pretty competitive, so if anyone wants in, add my friend code. Hint, it's in my Twitter profile. And everyone is here when it comes to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean every stage as well. Based on a Famitsu Q&A session with Nintendo Treehouse's Nate Bildorf and Bill Trinan, translated by Source Gaming, it was stated that not every stage will be returning like every character will be, but a whole lot of them will. Unfortunately, they didn't go into details about it, so we obviously have to wait and find out. And finally, let's go down a list of recent Switch game announcements, starting with Ultimate Space Battle Brawl, said to be a couch party game where Street Fighter meets Pong on steroids. This game releases on July the 5th. There's also Super Rock Blasters, a local multiplayer arcade-style space shooter, similar to Asteroids. It'll launch on July 5th as well. There's also Crush Your Enemies, a retro-inspired real-time strategy game with swearing and beer-drinking barbarians. Look forward to that game sometime this summer. And finally, Cat Quest 2, The Lupus Empire, was unveiled today by developer The Gentle Bros Games. This open-world action RPG is set to release sometime in 2019. And that's all for today. Once again, I'm taking questions for the Q&A episode I have planned for episode 100 this Saturday. If your question gets chosen on the episode, you will win a free digital game. You can submit a question by sending me a voice message through the Anchor app, or just send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger. That's LPTYGER. Hint, that's my Twitter profile. Thanks to the following for favoriting this podcast on Anchor: Sebastian Corner, Nika, Dabaket Podcast, and SBDVDB. I appreciate the support. Thank you so much for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.